There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We're going to find out about, you know, who the Knicks really are. I mean, it's going to take a while. I'm going to give them until December 1st.
Before you start freaking out?
Before I start really making a true determination as to, does the Karl-Anthony Towns thing work? Are they really missing DiVincenzo and Julius Randle? Yeah. I mean, right now, it's just, it's up and down. Jalen Brunson's not happy with the way he's playing. Mikal Bridges comes and goes. I mean, so there's got to be a lot more consistency with this team, and I got to wait until I see 20 games, a quarter of the season, and then I can make a determination, and hopefully by that time, Precious Achiuwa is back.
Yes, to save the day.
Yes.
Yeah, usually it's around Christmas that I think most people are taking stock with the NBA season, and of course, there's always a big schedule on Christmas with the NBA that the NFL is now stealing away from them and getting better ratings. But I guess right now, when you're watching these games, neither one of us are freaking out, but I think the question is, are these real problems that could fester? So what has ailed them so far? One, I think it's depth. I feel like we talk so much about Tom Thibodeau, you know, grinding his starters out.
He's only playing eight guys a game, pretty much.
Even more so now, I feel like their depth is an issue, and Deuce McBride, who is someone you count on to come in and hit threes and be offense off the bench, has not been able to do that most of the season. So is that something that's going to continue? I think also just Jalen Brunson was the focal point, no matter who else was on the court. When Julius Randle came back healthy, it was still Jalen Brunson. When OG Anunoby came, it was still Jalen Brunson. And now for the first time seeing, because Karl-Anthony Towns is there and he's a big superstar and he's a giant man and he's 33 and 18 and everything else, that Jalen Brunson is like, am I still supposed to be the man?
Yeah. And he's just trying to figure it all out, man. That's all.
So, that could be a bit of an issue. And the rebounding kind of sucks right now, which is really, really frustrating.
Well, it should be better with the guys that they have out there. But I think the reason he's playing these guys a lot more than I think maybe normally, number one, obviously there are a couple injuries, and Mitchell Robinson and Precious Achiuwa being two of those injuries. But I also think he wants them to get used to playing with each other. And I think that's a real thing right now. You have you literally have two new guys starting in the starting five, and essentially you have five guys that have barely played together.
Yeah.
As a unit. So I'm not so sure that things aren't going to change around Christmas time, and maybe there'll be different guys coming off the bench by the time we get there. But I just think that this is a very talented group of guys that we're all trying to figure out how we're going to fit in and who's the team, who's running the team, who's the faces. And we all know it's Jalen Brunson. And I think Karl-Anthony Towns also knows that and is trying to be respectful as well. So I am not totally, I would say I'm a little disappointed, but I'm not overly alarmed. How's that sound?
No, of course. And you shouldn't be. And I mean, anybody that is someone who's probably just freaks out over everything in the world. But also another thing I want to add to, is this a real problem or not, is Mikal Bridges and his shot.
He's had a couple good games.
I know, but it's been inconsistent and it's weird and like changing his shooting motion and just like, I mean, that's a little bit of an odd one to me. Like, in going and getting him, you know, that was such a big deal prior to the Towns trade. And getting a guy in his prime and what he was doing in Brooklyn and putting him with his old buddies, and he was going to be a superstar. And so far, it's just been super inconsistent. So it happened so quick. The Karl-Anthony Towns trade happened late into the offseason. It was basically like he showed up and there was media day and then there's preseason the next day. So definitely give him some time. But, you know, you would want, just like everybody would, the Cleveland Cavaliers start, not the Knicks start right now.
That's right. Well, yeah, and when you take a look at their schedule now over it, and I know CBS Sports Network put it up for people to see, but on the schedule now comes a lot of Eastern Conference games. You got Milwaukee, Indiana, Philadelphia, Chicago, Brooklyn twice, and Washington. So, I mean, you know, those are games where you're going to find out exactly who you are. You know, when you go to Indiana and you blasted them in your home opener a couple weeks back, and now you got to go there, you'll find out who you are. I mean, the Nets are I don't know. But how do you want to describe what they're doing? Spunky?
You know what? The Nets
are
either
credit.
The Nets over the last number of years are either, like, spunky or pure disaster. Like, prior to the whole Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving thing with Kenny Atkinson, they were, like, just spunky and fun. You know, like, oh, a little spunk. Fun team.
Spunk fun.
A little spunky fun team.
Yeah.
And then, of course, these guys come over. It's a total mess, and it's a joke and everything else. And now they're back to being young and fun with low expectations and nothing to lose.
I'll tell you, though, those two games are back-to-back, by the way, against the Nets, the 15th and 17th of November. They better win those games.
Both of them.
Those are games that they have to, you know, they have to dominate, and they have to play defense, and they have to rebound, and they got to turn into the tough Knicks. They got to beat. I want to see the team that we saw last year when OG got here and all of a sudden was playing defense, was scoring, keep up buckets at the right time, and I mean, I'm playing tough. Now this goes back to this whole thing about Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah, and Pat Beverly and some of the things that have been said about him. Cat bogus, man. He bogus. And him being soft and some of these other things. And plus, you know, you lost two guys that there is no doubt about it that are just really, really hard to replace their toughness and their personality and their grit on the court. And Dante DiVincenzo is one, and Isaiah Hartenstein was the other. And like, it's hard to find guys like that. Now, the NBA is a star-driven league. You got to win championship with stars, and they took a big shot with Karl-Anthony Towns. But
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You know, there was grit that went out the door. There's no two, and even Julius Randle went out the door. That's grit.
Now, that's three gritty players. Yeah, I can see that. And, you know, you got to have grit, man.
Got to have grit.
That's why I love this show. I love this show because I feel like we're gritty. I feel like we have five gritty guys, especially Jerry. Like, Jerry's the grittiest of you guys.
You really think he's the grittiest?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, if I had to rank the grittiest on this show, he would be first. I would be second.
Wow, okay.
And the only reason I'm not higher than he is because now he has overtaken me with the amount of jobs that he has.
That is true.
Right, so I have basically two jobs, I think. Maybe just one, really. No, I got two.
Well, so game time being the other?
Yeah, I guess so. You could, okay. You know, it's a part-timer, but it is 45 episodes.
What? But that's part of this job, right?
What is that? Kickoff is part of this. That's part of this job. That's radio.
Same company, same paycheck. Yeah. You know, one of those things.
I mean, I still do run the foundation, so that's another part of it. That's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, like, in terms of grittiness and getting on the road and coming back here and being a part of this group,
yeah,
it's got to be Jerry. It's got to be.
Yeah. Yes, and he's doing things that are very unhealthy. Not sleeping.
Wouldn't you like describe Jerry, the perfect word to describe Jerry, and every team needs one of these guys, is a grinder.
Yeah, he's definitely a grinder.
He's a grinder now.
There's no two ways about it. He's grinding when we're off in the summer. He's here grinding. We're not grinding.
That guy grinds every day of his life.
And then in the fall, he's grinding. And then in the winter, he continues to grind.
He's doing a basketball game tonight. He's got a football game this week.
We had a basketball game last night, didn't he?
Oh, it was the last night? Oh, yeah. It was last night. Okay. Yeah. So he did one last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's here today.
Yeah.
He's got football this week. He's got Tampa Bay and San Francisco.
Right.
He's going to be back here.
And then I believe a game Monday night. So Sunday football, Monday show, Monday night basketball.
That's a grinder.
Grinder.
And that's grittiness. And that's what you need. And that's going back to the Knicks. Like, I don't necessarily know that Carl Anthony Towns right now has really sharpened his elbows.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people believe that those elbows can be sharpened.
We've got to sharpen those elbows up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we always
start throwing that big body around.
You know, I said it back when the trade was made, and the Knicks culture and the grit that we're talking about and all these things that made the Knicks a team that we loved last year, that Carl Anthony Towns is going to have to assimilate to that and to use a phrase from one of our favorite places in New Jersey, you either fit in or F off.
That's exactly right.
And it hasn't quite happened yet.
Fiofo.
It hasn't quite happened yet. But, yeah, listen, we were all, part of us, even if you love the trade, was worried about that. And the fact that is Carl Anthony Towns, is he the guy that puts this team that got as far as they did and had us believe that they could actually compete for a championship? Does he put them over the top, or because of his personality and some of the things that people say about him, do you take a step back?
Or, you know, like right now, this is not the best of Jalen Brunson that we're watching.
No.
He's not big, right? And by the way,
points in the fourth quarter?
But he always owns up to it after a game when he's not happy. You know, there were a number of times last year where he just had an off night and basically put the loss on his shoulders. I just think they're trying to figure it all out and just trying to get a sense of playing with each other. And that's probably one of the reasons why I would think that Tibbs is trying to get them, you know, up to speed. And I don't see panic in him. I don't hear panic from him just yet. But they're certainly going to be on this 10-game run right now where I think, you know, if I had to think about what they need to do in this 10-game run, I think you got to be at least 7-3.
Oh, you're going 7-3, huh? 7 out of 10?
I think they got
to
start.
What happens if they don't get to 7-10? You fold up shop. You come back next year.
No, you can't do that. You got to start sharpening the elbows, practicing a little bit harder, pushing the envelope, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What's the consequence?
Well, hopefully the coach doesn't get fired. Don't want that to happen.
No. It's way too early for all of this. We understand that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.